Hey, this is Kurt Isles, coming to you from the Creek Bank. I'm glad you joined us today for our Creek Bank blog. I want to remind you, you can learn everything that's going on at Creek Bank Stories at www.creekbank.net. That's creekbank.net. And it has all the links to our social media and blogs and everything. I'd be just honored if you'd stop by and take a look. Now, before I get to today's story, I want to tell you, I'm sitting on the porch at the old house, the dog trot porch. It's late July. I'm sweating. It's in the morning. Well, I'm sweating. This time of year when I'm outside, I'm sweating in our wonderful Louisiana heat and humidity. I hope you'll excuse me if I'm glistening a little as I tell you this story. But it's a story worth telling. I've told this story for nearly 50 years. It happened over 50 years ago, and it always gets a rise out of people. But what it always does, it teaches a life lesson. In fact, it still is teaching me a life lesson, even at 68. Now, I attended Luzanne College in Pineville, and while there, I just had some great teachers. But the teacher I loved best was a professor, Charles J. Cavanaugh. Now, Professor Cavanaugh, as we called him, had taught probably three generations of students at LC. And he was just an amazing teacher. To let you know how respected he was, they had named a new science building after him. So Charles J. Cavanaugh taught in the Charles J. Cavanaugh building. I was in a class probably of 50, which is large at Louisiana College, and he would walk in, no notes, and pick up his chalkboard and pick up exactly where he'd left off the day before. And he made biology come alive. He was just a master teacher. We have another connection. He and I were kin when you go back to Vernon Parish about four generations, because my triple great-grandmother was a Cavanaugh from Vernon Parish. Anyway, I decided, a lot of it had to do with being in his class, that I wanted to be a science teacher. I knew I wanted to be a coach, but you have to have a minor, and so I wanted a minor in science. And I was rocking along doing well until I met a monster. That monster was called Chemistry 101. I had a poor science background from high school, and so I'm in there with all these students who've had Chemistry 2 and Physics 2, and it was eating my lunch. Chemistry 101 was kicking my can, the way we'd say it. And so we approached the first test. I just knew there's no way I could make it. So I went to the registrar's office, and I got a paper drop slip. And what it was is it gave you permission to drop the class if you got the professor to sign off on it. And I put this drop slip in my notebook and carried around a few days because I knew I was going to drop that class. Well, during this time of turmoil, I happened to be in the science building late one afternoon, and I walked by, and I looked in Prof. Cavanaugh's office, and he was in there. It looked like he was bundling up some papers and fixing to go home. I thought, I want to talk to him. So I waited till he came out. I greeted him. I'm still not sure if he knew who I was. And I said, Prof. Cavanaugh, I really think it's God's will I teach science, but I cannot pass Chemistry 101. And if I can't do that, I can't be a science teacher. And I really thought it was God's will. Now, he was probably in his 60s. He was a shorter man, and his face right then got red. He kind of looked me in the eye, and he said, son, I'll tell you what God's will is. You get in there and pass chemistry. And with that, he turned and walked away. Now, over the years, as I've told this story when he's still alive, he swore he was not that forceful that day. But that's the way I took it, because he was such a revered figure for him to get on me. But you know what? That getting on me, you know what God's will is? You get in there and pass chemistry. It lit a fire under me. And I said, there's no way I'm going to drop this class. That first test, I made a D. I don't remember if it's D minus or D plus, but I just scraped by. But I had a motive now that it was not going to whip me. And so as the semester went on, I studied hard. I don't want to say any other way. I worked hard. But my grades started coming up in lab as well as chemistry. I'll never forget the teacher. Dennis Watson came up to me one day and looked me, kind of looked me over and says, "Iles, what happened to you?" I always said he thought I had a brain transplant. But you know what? And this is no deal on me. It's on Professor Kavanaugh. Believe it or not, I made an A in both those classes. And I learned a lesson that most of the time, God's will is real simple. Get in there and get to work where we're at. Now, as I told you, that's 50 years ago, but I've shared this story over and over, and it's such a fine story. And it reminds me that we're always wanting to find God's will, worried about God's will. Most of the time, God's will is wherever we're at, we dig in and do a good job. Then when God has the next assignment and we finish this assignment, he'll move us on. And as you well know, I've had a bunch of careers in my life, and in each one, that was what happened in my life. By each time I dug in and said, I'm going to make this happen. It all goes back to a kindly old professor who looked me in the eye and said, "Son, I'll tell you what God's will is. You get in there and pass chemistry." Thanks, Professor Kavanaugh. This lesson will go out to many people, and your wise words will be multiplied actually around the world. So I'm excited about that. Well, we're glad you joined us today on the old house porch. You can hear some birds and crickets in the background. It's just a good place to be. And I'm glad you joined us. And we'll be back in a week or so with another podcast. In the meantime, we'll keep the screen door unlatched just for you.